Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Your mind. I'll tell you what's on my mind. Roanoke, Virginia. If you haven't seen the video, if you're squeamish, don't worry. It's not about blood or whatever. But they're doing a live shoot with a TV reporter and a cameraman. Shots ring out. The reporter, the cameraman, both killed. Roanoke, Virginia. Video posted. Don't worry, the video's not, it's not gory. It's not like it's a gross video. It's just, it's a little shocking, as you, like you've seen zillions of times on TV. Reporter's doing the interview, and then you hear pop, 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 and a few screams. And they cut back to the anchor. Poor anchor, too. I mean, she gets to have the look of, wow. What's on your mind, Todd Mitchell? Scott Hennin getting hooked up. He's got to find some more quarters to put in the machine, I think, or something. 701-250-550, 1-800-228-0550. I don't think that was on anybody's mind when we woke up this morning, but it's one of those things that's, once you've seen it, you can't help but appreciate life just a little bit more. Be thankful for the world we live in. The sad part for me is, I used to live in Virginia. The slogan out there is Virginia is for lovers. But, I hate to say it, everybody thought, not being flippant here either, everybody thought Columbine was a perfectly safe place. It was one of those schools where, oh, it wouldn't happen in our place. Well, on the other hand, maybe. Can happen anywhere, folks. But take a moment. At some point today, look at the video and realize, man, we got to be thankful for the lives we have. And there are some societies where that kind of stuff might be another day in the neighborhood. May not be a big deal. I don't know. Man. Okay, and take a deep breath and move forward. Allison Parker was the anchor, WDBJ TV in Roanoke, Virginia, where it happened. Wow. Coming up on the show today, Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall after 10. Coming up in just a few minutes, Governor Jack Dalrymple will be on as well. Oh, was it that surprising an announcement, or was it? Is there anywhere to go from where North Dakota has gone over the last, say it, 15 years? We've had some floods. We've had to overcome some adversity. But the North Dakota I moved to some 18, 19 years ago was an environment of how are we going to keep our young people here, to now a God-given environment of immense prosperity. Albeit at a cost of having to get the infrastructure ready for so many people to come in and all that. But what would Governor Dalrymple be able to do in an additional term? And at some point, do you say, you know what? I got grandkids and stuff. I'd like to be able to have some time with them. It'll be interesting to get his words. Governor Jack Dalrymple coming up shortly. Representative Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. And if you don't want to wait till 10 o'clock Central to get your question in. By the way, if you're listening on the evening replay on K-Fire, we're live in the morning, but you can call anytime. Either way, at 1-855-200-1776 at option 1, the What's in Your Mind record line anytime. But we can stand by with your questions for Governor Jack Dalrymple in just a few minutes. Congressman Kevin Cramer coming up after at the top of the next hour, 10 o'clock Central. At 701-258-0550, you're toll-free anywhere in the fruited plain, as has been termed by a certain nationwide 600-plus radio station talk show host, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. And you can also text me, which has been a very hip thing to do, at 701-226-8503. So, Scott, did you get the needed quarters so you could join the show today?
I should know better than to try and do the show from a bunker.
Bunker?
Yeah, but for some reason...
You're in a bunker? Are you in a... What, where's this bunker?
I hear Todd talking. I hear Manny talking. I hear the beginning of the show, the theme, everything. I'm raring to go. And
we can't hear you.
I'm talking to myself. So anyway,
it happens sometimes.
Yeah, we're working on fixing that.
It's kind of like being at home and being married, right? Ha 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 ha. I talk, and nobody listens. It's like being a parent.
I did hear your comments about that reporter and photographer out in Virginia. That's just like, I don't know. It shocks the senses. I'm with you there completely.
Everything can change in a second.
5:45 this morning, they're doing a live shot like they would at a typical morning show.
Just one of those things you see on live TV at any... You don't know what may happen. You can't prevent it, but at the same time, holy cow.
We also have Governor Jack Dalrymple, who will join us shortly on the program, talk about his decision to not seek re-election, as you mentioned a moment ago. Next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer, and the weekly talk radio town hall. So we look forward to that conversation as well.
I think we can safely say, well, maybe Kevin will be running for governor, but I wouldn't think so. It seems like it's up for grabs for just about everybody else, both parties.
We'll ask, for sure.
And you never know. Maybe he wants to get out of Washington. That's too close to Virginia, and I wouldn't blame anybody for not wanting to be in Washington, D.C. for a living.
Okay. Also, Donald Trump is back in the news. I don't know if you saw any of this over the last couple of days, but two things happened. One, Monday night, Megyn Kelly, Fox News, returns after like an 11-day vacation. Donald Trump tweets out during the show is better without Megyn Kelly. Then later called her a bimbo and starts a whole fight with Megyn Kelly again. Fox News folks have to respond yesterday. Sean Hannity, Roger Ailes, Brian Kilmeade from the Fox & Friends Morning Show, all defending Megyn Kelly. I'm not sure why he'd do this.
I was just about to ask you, is he just going for shock value here? You know, it would not be shocking if a Democratic candidate would go after a Fox News anchor or a Republican to go after an NBC anchor or something like that. This just seems like shock value to me.
How many I'm turning it up. I know. I don't understand. I really don't. But now, there was another incident yesterday. He was in Iowa and held a press conference. And the press conference starts, and he points to some reporter on one side of the room, and a reporter on the other side of the room starts talking, a guy by the name of Jorge Ramos from Univision. And he proceeds to basically just get into a shouting match with this Univision guy, and ultimately, after 5 minutes of back and forth, winks to one of his bodyguards, like, get this bozo out of here, and they boot the guy.
Well, and there's a little bit of history there, too, right, with him and Univision and all.
There is. And by the way, I agree with him completely on his interaction with that reporter. I think the reporter was wrong. You know, if you get called on, ask a question. If you don't, and the reporter was just spewing all of his views about, I have a right to ask a question.
Time and place for that stuff. Good grief.
It wasn't a journalistic question. It was a slugfest. With the presidential candidate this reporter clearly doesn't like and was espousing his views. So anyway, a lot of people were thinking Trump didn't handle it the right way. I think he did just fine. I'd have done the exact same thing.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, eventually let the reporter back in and then called on him and then actually answered his question. Like, okay, if you go through the proper way to do this, fine, we'll do it.
But, okay, but why the attack on Megyn Kelly? What's all that going? What's all that
know.
About?
I think he's wrong. So my take, and I know most times when you say anything critical of Donald Trump, a lot of folks that like him think you're instantly like the Antichrist or something. But I'm going to say I think he was wrong to reignite the debate with Megyn Kelly. I see no value in that whatsoever. Don't get it. It's over. But I think he was right on the interaction.
The one thing I got to read about is why is it he's vowed not to eat Oreos now, Donald Trump, for the rest of the campaign.
That's because they're moving. Nabisco is moving the plant that makes Oreos to Mexico. So he's mad. Yeah.
Okay, but if you're going to not eat anything Nabisco, it's a little bit more than just Oreos there.
I think we need to fix the competitive environment for our manufacturers.
There you go.
That'd be the best, actually.
Exactly.
More than that, Governor Jack Dalrymple when we come back, and much more straight ahead on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Dr. Sam Markell, NDSU Extension Plant Pathologist. Soybean farmers, please plan to attend one of the three NDSU soybean cyst nematode field days this September. Soybean cyst nematode is one of the most destructive soybean diseases in the United States, and it continues to spread through North Dakota. Learn about sampling, biology, nematicides, resistant varieties, and more. Soybean cyst nematode sampling bags will be available for farmers, and the testing is funded courtesy of the North Dakota Soybean Council. Join us September 4th in Absaraka, September 9th in Galesburg, and September 11th in Hankinson. All soybean cyst nematode field days begin at 10 a.m. and conclude with lunch. For more information and directions to the plots, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with four techs. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Continue on What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. We're brought to you today by the NorthDakotaOilCan.com website. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Do you know there's 90% less impact on the environment from horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing, reduces the land impacts by 90%. Those are the kind of facts you can find at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Learn more about the Bakken and learn how what I just described happens. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter. Check out their YouTube videos. Watch and learn. You'll see it all. The latest from Oil Can Online. On our newsmaker line, on this Wednesday edition of the program, Governor Jack Dalrymple. Hello, Governor. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Busy news week for you and Betsy and the Dalrymple family, and for that matter, the North Dakota political scene. So wanted to visit with you a little bit about your decision. And
sure, sure.
How you feeling a couple of days later after the big news?
Well, you know, it kind of feels funny because I showed up for work this morning at the Capitol, same as always, and I have another 16 months to serve as governor, so in some ways it feels like business as usual, but no, I know that we changed the scene out there a little bit on Monday afternoon.
Well, talk about, you know, all those years at the Capitol, first as a legislator and then as a lieutenant governor and then governor. I mean, that's quite a sweep, quite an impact on North Dakota. As you look back over that entire tenure, what are you most proud of?
Well, I'm generally, you know, just proud of the incredible progress that North Dakota has made over a 30-year period. It's really phenomenal. How well our state has done, and we should all be proud of that. It's a terrific state, full of terrific people, and you know, the statistics bear that out. As recently as 2004, we were 38th in the nation of the 50 states in personal income, and now we're 6th. So we've come a long ways. The incomes used to be 13% below the national average. Now it's 19% above the national average. So in terms of our state economy, it's really a transformation. It's a tremendous diversification of our state economy. And we always had the people here, I think, that, you know, knew how to seize opportunities when they come. And that's really what's happening today.
So what do you credit for all that? Is it just a belief set that said, here's what we're going to do to have government here to work for the people and provide for, you know, a sound business environment? How does that happen?
Well, it's, you know, it's not rocket science, as they say. There are some very specific reasons why our state has risen to the top of the pile. You know, we encourage job development in every way. We encourage businesses to come here and grow and expand. And the business climate is a kind of an overused term, but basically it means that, you know, insurance rates are reasonable, tax rates are reasonable and have gone down steadily. And people, you know, notice that trend very clearly. Our, you know, taxes and insurance rates on business are very reasonable. Then you combine that with a state government that has been fiscally very responsible on basically no state debt and income taxes, you know, coming down regularly. And, you know, if you combine that with a great workforce and, you know, you have the formula for success. It could work in any state. It can work in any country. We just happen to be, like, number one.
16 months left, as you mentioned, and that's no small amount of time, given, you know, the percentage of your term it represents. What do you still want to accomplish? What's left to do?
Well, we, you know, want to continue on the same path that we have been. We want to continue to make major investments in infrastructure in North Dakota. We are continuing to work on property tax relief, where we've already made a lot of progress. Since 2009, our total tax relief has amounted to $4.2 billion. less that people have had to pay thanks to our reforms. We've reformed the entire way that property tax is collected, and we're going to do more there because we think that the state should look at picking up more of the county share of social services costs. So we continue on those paths, housing development. We're making great progress. We're spending more prudently on education. And, of course, continuing, you know, to have a great business climate.
Obviously, now a lot of folks are saying, okay, if not Jack, who? Who's going to be the next governor? A lot of speculation that you're a lieutenant governor, member of your administration, obviously someone you brought in after you fulfilled the term of Governor Hovind. Drew Wrigley is one of the names being mentioned. Do you think Drew Wrigley will be a candidate? And talk about the lieutenant governor's chances at being governor.
Well, I think he's certainly a strong possibility, and you know, only he can answer the big question about whether he will or he won't. But he would certainly, you know, make an excellent governor. He's been an outstanding lieutenant governor, and he's certainly, you know, one of the people that you know, people will look to, and I think people will hope that he comes forward.
You mentioned in your announcement Monday that you thought there'd be a contest for this. Do you think there's going to be a number of people vying for the nomination, and will you endorse anybody?
Well, I think there will be quite a bit of interest. You know, this is something that did not really impact the decision that Betsy and I made. we believe in the process, and we think that the process works. But in general, I think there are others who would also make outstanding governors that are Republicans. Wayne Stengem, our attorney general, is certainly one of those. There are legislators like Senator Tom Campbell, who is, I think, interested. Maybe Rick Berg will reappear on the scene. There are outstanding business people like Doug Burgum. I think there's a deep list of people who would be excellent candidates.
This will be interesting to watch, Governor. To you and Betsy, thanks. This is a true public service, as I mentioned on the heels of your announcement. I think you know, people don't realize what it takes to put their lives aside and on behalf of public service. And you didn't have to do that. You've done it for a long time, and North Dakotans thank you for it. So appreciate everything you've done.
Yeah, well, thanks, Scott. You're kind to say that, and you know, I appreciate it very much. We know that you know, in modern politics, it can be a blood sport at times, but we are very proud to have had the opportunity to serve.
Governor Jack Dalrymple on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Are you looking for some muscle cars? Well, Vanderbilt Auctions has the auction for you. August 29th at the Minot State Fairgrounds, we'll be conducting the Roger Borkus Estate Auction at 9:30 in the morning. Chevelles, Camaros, Impalas, Nomad, 57 Chevy, and more. You won't want to miss this big block auction. Preview is Friday, the 28th of August from 10 to 7. For pictures on this auction and more, go to VanderbiltAuctionsWithAnS.com or give us a call at 605-201-7005.
The days of forgetting to place part orders are long gone. Be ready to manage your entire equipment operation anytime from anywhere with the Case IH Online Parts Store. As your total solution for equipment management, Parts Store lets you connect with your dealer 24/7, get faster access to genuine Case IH parts, and stay organized on the go with the free MyShed mobile app. Visit Border Plains Equipment, Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow to talk to us about registering for Parts Store or search for us, partstore.caseih.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
What's on your mind? Going to get to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Lots to cover. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. Stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, what's on your mind? Donald Trump reignites a fight with Megyn Kelly. Smart move? Dumb move? I want to know what you think. He's also getting some grief for tossing this reporter from Univision out. I don't know if you saw that. I don't think that's any big deal at all. I would have done the exact same thing. I think he was smart to do it. But I wouldn't mind your take on that. Governor Dalrymple, first one-on-one media interview he's done since making his announcement. We appreciate that. What did you make of that conversation? I think the governor first I won't call it an endorsement because it sounds to me like he doesn't. You know, I asked him, "Are you going to endorse someone to be your successor?" And he didn't answer that question, but. He did talk about Drew Wrigley, his lieutenant governor, being an excellent lieutenant governor and more importantly, would make an excellent governor. So said some glowing things about him. Then I said, you know, do you expect a contest? Will there be others? And he said, you know, a lot of good folks out there, and specifically mentioned Wayne Stengel, the attorney general. No surprise there. One that's been mentioned, Tom Campbell. Tom Campbell's a name that I mentioned yesterday when we were asking the question, who would be the next governor and who should throw their hat in the ring. Tom is a farmer, a banker, you know, business leader, member of the state senate from Grafton, North Dakota. So I thought it surprising he mentioned him second, actually third. Drew first, Wayne, Tom Campbell third. Then he mentioned Rick Berg. And there's a name I really hadn't heard as a potential for governor. I've heard some people wondering would he be interested, but not, I mean, it's, says to me that he probably is thinking about it. The governor's mentioning his name. Of course, Rick Berg, former, you know, member of Congress and former longtime legislative leader as well, and very successful business leader as well. And then Doug Burgum, he mentioned too. So those are four names, five names, again, specifically mentioned by the governor. Somebody just sent a note saying, why didn't he mention Drew Wrigley? They must have heard the second part of that, because he did. He first mentioned Drew Wrigley and talked about him having been an excellent lieutenant governor and how he'd be an excellent governor, and then he went on to mention the others as well in answer to the question, will there be a contest? So what do you make of that? You can tell me that, too, at 800-228-0550. So if that's on your mind, great. If something else is on your mind, that's fine, too. It's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Don't forget Cloverdale and the Big Flavor Tour will be in Moorhead, Minnesota on Friday, 2 until 6 p.m., Dolenaut free goodies. So check that out this weekend. Beautiful store, too, by the way. Paul in Minot, what's on your mind? Paul, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Yeah. All righty. I got a couple real quick things, and I wanted to thank the governor for serving. He's been fantastic. With Donald Trump, I think he needs to give it a rest, but that's Donald Trump. And the biggest thing that I called about, and I'm pretty sure if I remember right, both you and Todd and the governor has a dog, correct?
Todd has a dog. I have actually, we have four in our family, believe it or not. Had five until we lost our buddy Bushy. I don't know about Jack and Betsy on the dog. I don't know.
Yeah. I thought I, but anyhow, I just wanted to, it is National Dog Day, and so wish your dog happy dog, National Dog Day. Make sure you pet him, and if you don't have a dog, I bet you there's a lot of shelters out there who would be glad to get a dog so you can adopt. So, you know, great North Dakotans we are, and animal lovers we are, it'd be a good day to do that.
You know, you have a very good idea right there.
Yeah,
because
so,
they can add a whole lot to one's you know, disposition. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the reasons. Well, I love dogs anyhow, but my dog keeps me a little more mellower than I probably would be otherwise. And she's a big yellow lab, and she's such a sweetheart. But anyhow, I just kind of want to quick mention that to you, and then thank you guys for doing a great job too. So,
well, I appreciate that, Paul. And it's a good suggestion. And I'm looking at a picture of Bushy Boy right now. We just lost that bugger a little bit earlier in the year, and is still every day just about put food in his in the same spot where his dish was all those years. So it still is hard not to have old Bushy Boy around. They certainly add a lot to life, no question about it. So thanks for cluing us in on that, Paul. Okay.
You bet. And if you get time, go ahead and throw your dog on the KFIR page so we can all see your second part of your family.
I should do that. Well, and because Todd had his up earlier in the week here. We're having some technical difficulties. We're going back and forth on whose microphone works here, and we're trying to work that out. Otherwise, Todd could tell you more. But he's done that. But I promise, I vow to put we have Beasley. We have Teddy, named for Teddy Roosevelt. We have Snoopy. Snoopy has issues. Snoopy's the grand dame of the family. And also, who have I forgotten now? Herbie. Actually named for George Herbert Walker Bush, believe it or not.
Sweet. Sweet.
Now, all of our presidents had some tie-in to a president in some way or another, except Snoopy. That was probably Obama's dog. I don't know.
Yeah.
Paul, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Nice to hear from you. So I mentioned earlier Donald Trump gets in his dust-up with the reporter from Univision, and I thought, way to go, Donald. I'd have done the same thing. Now, just to set this up, press conference starts, okay? And somebody coming to the podium and just said, you know, if you have a question, raise your hand. Mr. Trump will call on you, right? And just as Trump takes to the podium, he points to the left side of the room to a reporter, and all of a sudden, this reporter on the right hand side of the room pops up and starts this. Here's the exchange.
A question about immigration.
Okay, who's next? Yeah, please. Excuse me, sit down. You weren't called. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Go ahead. No, you don't. You haven't been called. Go back to Univision. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You cannot deny people.
Sit down, please. You weren't called. Go.
All right. So Trump at that point is just looking the other way, like, you know, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going there. And ultimately, he was escorted from the room. Now they had him come back in and ask a question. Do you think Donald Trump did anything wrong there? Do you think he did anything wrong in that exchange? Because I have talked to people who said, you know, why do that? Why just shut him down? Just, you know, humor him, answer the question. Do you hear the guy, though? I'm an immigrant. I have a right to ask a question. You're a reporter like every other reporter. You think that you should be treated differently and you can just break the rules? I think Donald Trump's response to this guy is exactly why
he's in the position he's in the polls right now. People love that he's not afraid to throw some elbows and sticks to his guns. Now, for the life of me, I cannot figure out the whole Megyn Kelly thing. Why he's tweeting about her during the show and, you know, insulting her and calling her a bimbo. And, you know, to me, let that go. That's a page that's turned. I don't understand why you do that. Why don't you take it 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, I didn't yet mention this, but today, if you go to any Hornbacher's location, you're going to get a 28-ounce tangy summer sausage for $5.99. You get a pound of the red Franks for $3.99, a pound of the beef Franks for $4.99, rough cut bacon, all the best ever. You ready? $3.99 a pound for the rough cut bacon. And that is some of the best bacon ever. You throw that in the oven and just have it around for munching. Oh my gosh. That's only at Hornbacher's locations. And I mentioned earlier the Big Flavor Tour will be at Hornbacher's 2 until 6 on Friday in their brand new Moorhead location. All right? And in the meantime, take advantage of those great specials. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you right in there to take advantage of that great deal. Few texters and emailers here. Back to our conversation with the governor, in which he said Drew Wrigley would be an excellent governor, was an excellent lieutenant governor. And then we said, are you going to endorse anybody? And he said, well, there's going to be a contest. There'll be a lot of candidates. And then he mentioned some other names. Wayne Stengem, Tom Campbell, Doug Burgum, and Rick Berg. This texter says, I like Rick Berg, but his weak campaigning pretty much gave Heidi the Senate seat. So heck no to Berg running for governor, says J.D. Yeah. Todd, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Good.
Woo! We all brought our quarters and put them in the machine, and now we're going. All right.
My security blanket is back. Todd is here. Did you
call
hear me?
Call me Linus.
Yeah. It's a Snoopy reference. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Another texter says, Governor, you gave our change in rank of income. How have we changed our cost of living for that same period? Says Tom. We'll save that for the next question for the governor, because he's gone already. But I do appreciate the text and the question. Did you hear somebody earlier call about National Dog Day and wanting to see more photos of your dog, Todd?
Did not. I was out getting my quarters.
You have a new dog, though, as I recall.
I do have a new dog.
A rescue dog. Yeah. What's the dog's name again?
Puggles.
Puggles. That's a great dog name.
He's a Puggle. He's part pug and part beagle.
That's very cool. Puggle. Check it out. We are brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Don't forget, we are headed for Missoula, ladies and gentlemen. The big game, well, it's actually the only game Saturday, but the ESPN is calling them the big dogs. You can listen to it on 550 K-Fire, though.
Yeah.
The Bison Drive for Five broadcast of What's on Your Mind, brought to you Friday from Missoula by our friends at Discovery Benefits, one of the fastest-growing companies in America, now more than 500 employees strong. Brought to you by Shields as well and Gate City Bank. And the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, and Odor and Mold Medicine, and Lake of the Woods Pie Company. Does it get any better than that?
No.
Homeowners Financial Group, your award-winning financial company. As well as Muscatel Subaru, Hanson Runsvold Funeral Home, Gates Manufacturing, built to perform, built to last, North Dakota made. They don't put our names on the equipment. They stand behind it. Gates Manufacturing, Lansford, North Dakota. Steyr Oilfield Services. Your Roustabout Pipeline Company serving the oil and gas industry in western North Dakota. Mainstay Suites Tioga and Inland Home Mortgage, all bringing you our special broadcast.
Take Am I not like four dogs behind you yet?
Well, you have just the one now?
Just one, yeah.
Yeah, so you're three behind. Yeah,
three behind, okay.
Yeah, we're down to four now in the Hannon family. But photos soon. Film at 11 on the dogs, I promise.
More Tanner coming in Central Time.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Get your tickets now for the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real American Jam, August 28th through the 30th. A large portion of the proceeds go to support the Guardian Foundation and Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota. Keith Anderson, Gwen Sebastian, Tiger Lily, Josh Grayson, Trailer Choir, and Kat Perkin. Weekend passes $75 and a discount for military. Concessions, beer garden, camping, and cabins available. The Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real American Jam, August 28th, 6 miles west of Medora at exit 18. For tickets, call 701-628-4200.
It's a back-to-school bash at Gate City Bank. On Friday, August 28th, visit your neighborhood Gate City Bank to open a totally free checking account and receive a free gift. Plus, with a Gate City Bank ATM and check card, use any ATM for free with unlimited automatic fee refunds. Just as tempting? Join us for refreshments, prizes, and special one-day offers. It's a back-to-school bash on Friday, August 28th at Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, you can hop the bus to the Medora musical from Bismarck for the final day of the 50th anniversary show. That's how Harold Schaefer first built the support for the Medora musical, by getting bus trips going. It is so cool. And, you know, you get dinner at the Pitchfork Steak Fondue. You get the free Medora musical behind-the-scenes tour. You get round-trip, same-day charter travel to Medora on Friday, September 11th. And a free and exclusive greeting by the Queen of the West, Emily Walker, and the President, Randy Hetzenbuehler, of the Foundation. That should be a great time. Get those tickets at Medora.com or by calling 800-MEDORA-1, 800-MEDORA-1. Leaves at 3:30 in the afternoon, right there from the K-Fire studios. And then you get back after. So do that if you can. That'd be a lot of fun. There is still time, ladies and gentlemen, to take in the Medora musical. It goes again through the 11th. And also, a lot of golf left this year. A lot of Medora left. So if you're looking, wondering what to do, where to stay, where to eat, plan your trip out a little bit, Medora.com or 1-800-MEDORA-1. At 10 before the top of the hour, this call came in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline during the break here.
Scott, what I want to know is how much Megyn Kelly's ratings have dropped since she attacked Trump at the debate.
Don't know the answer to that question, although I would guess by the fact that we've not heard a lot about the ratings that they've not been impacted. Be my guess. I don't know, but I haven't
I would think there'd be more people watching because they're wanting to know what's going on here.
Well, I think there were a lot of people that were upset with her, especially Trump fans. But I don't know that it turns into I'm not going to watch her anymore. You know what I mean? I think there's people say that stuff. I don't think they actually do it, and their habits pretty much stay the same. You know, even folks that might be ticked off at me about something, they say, "Oh, turn it off." You don't. You know, I mean, you
ticked off at you? How could that ever happen?
Oh, I'm sure it happens all the time.
Really?
I'm sure. I'm absolutely sure.
I'm shocked, crushed.
By the way, one bit of information, the governor in Virginia is saying about this horrific shooting this morning in Virginia, in case you missed it, we Todd opened the show talking about it. There was a reporter and a cameraman at a Virginia news station doing a shot early this morning, 5:45, and they were shot and killed. And, you know, just unbelievable that this happens. The governor is now saying the suspect, I don't know if they've caught him yet, but they know who it is. Evidently, a disgruntled former employee of the station. So I don't know if that makes it any better or worse. But I mean, it isn't like it's some random on the street shooting. These people are doing a shooting, and then boom, you know. Yeah. So evidently, some disgruntled employee, which is not uncommon, right? Not at all.
I've never heard of a situation where two were gunned down live on.
No, I wasn't like saying that's not uncommon. What I'm saying is not uncommon to have, you know, a disgruntled employee, you know, either attempt or commit violence on
right.
former coworkers. You know, you just had to. I mean, when I heard this, I'm like, why? What is this? They're just doing this, and somebody walks by and decides to, you know, shoot somebody that's doing a television report. You know,
that would explain why they know that they were going to be there at 5:45 in the morning. Who's out looking for somebody at 5:45 in the morning? Somebody in the know.
Yeah, exactly right. By the way, I misspoke, and my friend Justin out at the Medora has told me that there's actually a musical through the 12th. So it's not the 11th is not the last night, September 11th. There actually is one the 12th. And then they're doing an air balloon rally Saturday morning and Sunday morning, the 12th and 13th. So that whole weekend, which they've really extended by a good week from sort of the norm at Medora this year. So there's a lot left. I mean, we're sitting here in, 20-something of August. And we have all the way through the 12th, and then the whole weekend, that 13th. So lots more to do out there as well. It's actually the 26th today, to be exact. Anyway, let's see here. What else? A couple of emails I need to get to, and some texts as well, and tell you that our telephone numbers, by the way, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall will be here in a minute, so we have a lot of ground to cover with him. We're going to ask him because somebody earlier called and said, would you be a candidate for governor? We'll ask him a little bit about his thoughts on politically what that means. So we'll do that for our listeners coming up. But any question you have on any issue are certainly welcome today on the program for Congressman Cramer. Here's the telephone number for the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Already a email question in. Would you ask Congressman Cramer when he's coming to Larimore. I actually know the answer to that, so I don't even have to wait to ask him. It is September the 3rd. We were trying to align our schedule to be able to do a broadcast from up there in Larimore and be there that same day and do a talk radio town hall combined with a coffee with Kramer. We do those once in a while. Still don't know if we've got that worked out yet, but I know he'll be there for sure September the 3rd in Larimore. Next flight to Larimore Coffee Shop. So folks up there in that neck of the woods, circle that on your calendars. Another emailer said Donald Trump is wrong to take on Megyn Kelly. Yeah, dumb. Don't know why he'd do it. It just seems petty. It just is not needed. Get on to the issues.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I am so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.